It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. It appears federal immigration authorities are ramping up arrests in Southern California. Two state lawmakers, including Senate Leader Kevin De Leon, say constituents contacted their offices to report raids yesterday. And Los Angeles area immigration lawyers are raising concerns as well. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez has more.
Lawyer Carla Navarrete said she and other immigration lawyers received a higher-than-usual number of calls from families of people arrested by immigration authorities. Navarrete said she talked to a man in custody who was arrested in Van Nuys.
This person has an old deportation order from 2011, I believe, and they identified him and picked him up. He has no convictions, but he has a deportation order.
Navarrete said the man has three children who are U.S. citizens. Under the Obama administration, the policy had been to prioritize the arrest of undocumented residents who'd committed serious crimes. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement official says claims that ICE personnel arrested 100 people in one day are grossly exaggerated. But the official would not say how many people were detained. In Los Angeles, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez.
Political party affiliation continues to strongly predict opinion in California on things like climate change, health care, and President Donald Trump. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento on the latest PPIC poll.
The Public Policy Institute of California finds almost three-quarters of Republicans have a favorable view of the president, compared to only 10% of Democrats. Numbers are similar for climate change. 80% of Democrats view it as a major threat, but just a third of Republicans. The partisan divide is even more stark on the subject of repealing Obamacare. 80% of Republicans want the law repealed, similar to the percent of Democrats who want to preserve it. Parties are less divided on immigration and access to abortion. Majorities of both Republicans and Democrats say the government should not restrict access to abortions and should provide a way for immigrants in the country without legal documentation to remain in the country. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. We welcome your comments at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.